from April 2023 up to January, we have seen more than 500 cases of hepatitis E treated in our facility in Old Pangak. Because of the recurrent blood and hepatitis E being a waterborne disease, there is worsened problems whereby the communities, they have no access to a potable drinking water, and then the accessibility in terms of access to healthcare, to reach to facilities, as well the whole context challenge, these situations exacerbate the whole situation of having these increased cases of hepatitis E. Most of these villages are still submerged underwater. The flood water is yet to reset. This is also one of the contributing factors, as well increased malaria, particularly in those areas that have been affected by recurrent flood.
I understand your campaign targets women and girls in particular. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what actually causes hepatitis E?
Well, hepatitis E is caused by hepatitis E virus. There is no cure. The only way to go about this is vaccination. And it is more vulnerable and more fatal, particularly among pregnant women. The mortality rate, if there is not taken, it can reach up to 40%, particularly among pregnant women. So far, among the 500 cases that we admitted in our hospital and we treated, 80% of them are among women of childbearing age, and more particularly pregnant women. Because of this, of the vulnerability of these certain age categories, so that is why we are targeting this group, women of childbearing age, because they are more vulnerable in terms of catching the disease as well complications related to the disease.
Yes, and that's in Phangak Payam in Jonglé State. Is the virus, the spread of the virus, limited to Phangak, or is that just where you operate?
As the population are quite mobile, the spread of the virus is not only limited to Phangak. When the outbreak was declared in end of September, it was declared in Phangak County and also neighboring Pibo administrative area. But as well, still, there are sporadic cases of hepatitis E reported in the Unity State, that is Bentiu. So it's not only in Phangak County. But currently, the outbreak is more active in Phangak County.
I see. And can you tell me about some of the challenges you face in conducting the vaccination campaign in remote areas like Phangak County, particularly in terms of logistics and vaccine storage and these things?
Yeah, this vaccination campaign is quite challenging, though it's very rewarding looking into the target age group and the danger it creates for the vulnerable population. So in terms of challenges, the transportation of the vaccines, the maintenance of the cool chain and accessibility of the population is quite challenging. To transport the vaccine from Juba to Old Phangak, we have to transport the vaccine from Juba to Old Phangak by using our plane, as well from a village where the airstrip is there. We have to transport the vaccine from that village. We ship it by boat. But as well, it needs a huge cool chain because the vaccine needs to be maintained between temperature of 2 degrees Celsius to 8. So the whole logistic in terms of transportation, the maintenance of cool chain is quite challenging as it needs, is really demanding. And then to explain to the community the benefit of the vaccination, the cause of the disease and the preventive measures, this is also taking time because to mobilize the community, particularly targeting women of childbearing age, you need to explain more to them the benefit of the vaccination, knowing that the population are quite mobile.
So
and to
some
reach out to the population.
Education, yeah, is needed. Yes, correct. Just finally, I wanted to ask you about your target. I know you, in your press statement, you've already mentioned that more than 500 cases have been treated and there have been 21 deaths since April 2023. What is your target here?
We are targeting women of childbearing age, and in Phangak County, we are targeting basically 3 payams. So we are targeting more than 12,000 women of childbearing age in these 3 farms of Phangak County. And these 3 farms are the most affected farms.